Praised be Jesus and Mary. Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? Neither do I condemn you, our Lord says in the Gospel today. And the same thing happens to us, just as our Lord forgives the adulterous woman, so he forgives us. Notice here that our Lord does not condemn the person, the woman, but he does condemn her sins. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. So it is with us. No matter how many times we present ourselves repentant before our Lord, especially in the sacrament of confession, asking forgiveness, our Lord never condemns us. He condemns our sins, though. And it could only be so because our Lord, you know, he never commands us that which is impossible. He does not expect of us to be successful in our spiritual life on our own. That we cannot do. That depends on God, but he does ask us to be faithful. Hence, he never grows tired of forgiving us. You know, he's not surprised that, you know, we make resolutions, we confess our sins, and then before we even know it, we're back to committing the same things. Then we make a new confession, we make the same resolutions, and again, we go back to the same things. Then we make a new resolution, new confessions, same things over and over again. And sometimes we don't even last a day or an hour in those resolutions. But our Lord is always willing to forgive that. He's willing to put up with all our struggles. He knows what we're made of, that we're but dust of the earth. He created us, that we're like a flower, you know, that springs up in the morning and in the evening it's already withering under the sun. He knows that that's what we're like. But the one thing that our Lord will not put up with is that resignation, that kind of indifference to sin. As long as we repent, as long as we keep struggling, our Lord will keep saying to us, neither do I condemn you, I do not condemn you, go and sin anymore, go and do not sin anymore. But when we say to ourselves, well, I guess I just can't overcome sin, I'll just, you know, wallow in it, well then our Lord cannot support that, he will not tolerate that, because he condemns our sins, he doesn't condemn us. We know that, you know, when it comes to mortal sins, either all are forgiven or none are forgiven in confession. Grace and sin cannot abide in the same soul. If we make a good confession, all our mortal sins are forgiven. If we don't make a good confession, none of our mortal sins are forgiven. Grace cancels sin, and sin does not allow grace to come in, either or. But with venial sins, it's not the same thing. Since venial sins do not deprive us of sanctifying grace, they can be more insidious. Because just precisely for that fact, we can say to ourselves, well, these are all little venial sins, which really don't offend God that much. I guess I can allow myself to commit them. Oh, you know, after all, it's so difficult to overcome them. I've been trying so hard. I guess I just have to accept them. And these, if we're not repentant of these venial sins, they stay. Other sins will be forgiven. Other venial sins will be forgiven. But these venial sins, which we accept in our souls, which you don't want to get rid of, they will stay, and they'll drag us down like a weight. So we come to confession, and one part of our soul, we polish up, we clean off, and then the rest, the other part, we leave dirty and filthy. One part of ourselves, one part of our souls, moves towards God and wants to make progress, but the other goes in a different direction. And if we are split in two different directions, one towards the love of God, and the other part of our soul towards the love of self, we'll never make progress. That's why in confession, we have to have a contrition. It's comprehensive of all our sins. It doesn't mean that in confession we have to enumerate all our venial sins. It doesn't mean that. Sometimes we don't remember them, and it's not even necessary if we do remember them. It means that we have to have a contrition and a sorrow that includes all of them. Because if even one of them, you know, if we accept and kind of, you know, just indifferently say, well, I don't care about this little venial sin, I guess I just have to live with it, even if it offends God, well, that will stay, and that will hinder us, and we'll never make progress, even if it's just because of that little tiny sin. Our Lord never tires of forgiving us. We should never tire of asking his forgiveness, and we'll get as much as we ask for. And we'll get what the prayer of the Mass today implores. We prayed with the church in a collect have to paraphrase. We prayed, Lord, grant us the grace to turn from former ways to a newness of life, so that by your help we may be made ready for the joys of that heavenly kingdom which is approaching. So if we still have to make a confession this Lent, if we've made one, there are still maybe around 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks left of Lent. Maybe we've been making lackluster confessions, you know, just mechanical ones. Let us consider making a better one with a true and sincere sorrow for our sins, because the amount of forgiveness, especially when it comes to little sins, to little faults, depends on the intensity of our contrition. And the amount of grace we receive, even that grace which will prevent us from falling in the future, depends on the intensity of our contrition. Maybe we've been making mechanical confessions with little contrition. Let us consider making a good one now, full of contrition, especially that contrition which is motivated by love of God alone. I am heartily sorry for all my sins, all of them, none of them excluded, even if they be the tiniest little sins. They still deter me. They still, you know, inhibit me from making progress to you, my God. And I am sorry, not only because they merit, they deserve your just punishments, but above all, because they offend you, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. And our Lord will answer us, full of mercy, never tiring of forgiving us. He will answer us, I do not condemn you. I just put one condition on that forgiveness. I do not condemn you. I condemn your sins. But I put one condition on that, and that is, go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Praised be Jesus and Mary.